Jesus Christ, that hashtag worked. Welcome back to the Sneaker Annex podcast with me, Danny, a.k.a. at Roy Senior, and my co-host, Dan, a.k.a. Dan underscore Squire. Good evening, my friend.
Evening, Danny.
And back by popular demand, Croydon's own Mary Poppins, Tess at Wavy TMG. Good evening, Tess.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And yes, we have got Tess back on because, well, I'm not going to lie, we had some amazing feedback saying, bring back Tess, whoever started the hashtag off. I can't remember who it was. Was it Sean, actually, who started the hashtag, maybe? The king
getting
the code word.
But we like to give people what they want, don't we, Danny?
That's exactly what we do. We always, we are the postmen of Leeds. We like to deliver. That is correct. So what we decided to do is we threw out a little line to Tess and said, Tess, would you like to come on the podcast and occasionally be the third wheel in the duo for when we can do it? And Tess said,
I don't mind a threesome occasionally.
So here she is once again.
I don't mean that.
I was not expecting that reply, to be honest. I was a simple yes would have sufficed. So yeah, it is obviously it's me and Dan and Tess this week, and as you guys know, going forward we do want to do some live ones, which does make it difficult when Tess is in London and me and Dan are in Leeds, so Tess will be the occasional guest. But like we said last week, everybody said she was good value, added a different, I don't know if a different voice was because you've got a weird sort of States London accent, or is it because you're a girl?
Literally got a different voice.
So anyway, before
you do
I dig
speak any, funny.
Before I dig any more holes for me to try and get out of, we are going to crack on with this week's podcast. So, Mr. Daniel Squire, in fact, actually, no, we haven't done the pleasantries. Dan, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been a busy one. Easter weekend, wasn't it? So that was nice. Sun was out. I always say it on the podcast, if sun's out, I'm happy. Obviously, restrictions have lifted a bit, so we can see family in gardens and hang out with some mates outside. So it's all good, Danny. What about you?
I've had a lovely weekend. I've just had the kids. I've just done like Easter egg hunts and things like that. All the lovely stuff that you do on Easter. It's been a bit chilly these past few days. I got a suntan last week, and today I had my ski jacket on. But it is what it is.
All that sun, and then today up north it snowed. What's that about?
I know, it's just either end of the extremities.
But I guess we better ask you as well, Tess.
You know what? It was lovely here. I cracked open the pizza oven, bit of snow, bit of sun. Can't complain, really.
Four season pizza.
Chocolate covered pizza?
I said yes. Four. I said four season pizza.
Oh, it really was, yeah.
Four seasons in one day. There we go. Yeah. So, anyway, we are going to crack on. So, Mr. Daniel Squire, who has once again scoured the deepest, darkest points of the internet and found out this week's news in the sneaker world, trainer world, however you want to talk about it. What have we found this week, Dan?
Yeah, so some good stuff this week. We'll start off with a little story, but the OG Escape Huarache is making a return. So anniversary of the Huaraches, they brought back all the big ones. The OG's been back, the Stussy collab, and now the Escape, which is one of the best ever. I mean, there's not that many best Huaraches, in my opinion. There's only a few, and they've kind of rinsed them all in the first 2 months.
Yeah, and that's it. You can't get another good Huarache because they've all come out already, so unlucky. But
that's it. If you've not got one of these four, game over, really.
Don't bother. 2021 Huarache has already been done, so just finish it there. I've never really bought Huaraches. Well, I've never bought Huaraches, but I do appreciate them, and I think I've seen some on foots in 2021, some of the new ones on feet, and they do look good on certain people. They're just not my style, is what I'd say. What about you, Tess?
Without being insulting, I think they're pretty vile. But funny enough, I looked up the history where Tinker was inspired to design them today, and I've got a little bit more respect for the design. I still don't like them. And it was kind I don't know if you understand how where it came from water skiing, neoprene boot. Did you know that? So he looks down, he's water skiing, he's looking at his feet, and he's going, they're quite comfortable. We all wear these boots to water ski in, and it fits everyone's feet. And so he came up with this idea of this neoprene bootie with an exoskeleton, and that's the concept behind Huarache. Takes it into Nike, and they're going, oh, it looks like God's boots, Greek God's boots. And that's where the name Huarache came from, because it was a South American or Native American link, which literally means sandals. It's like God's sandals, but I still don't like the shoe.
If you're going to come on and drop that knowledge and show me and Dan up every week, just so you know, you won't be coming on again. Just FYI.
Okay, can I just say this?
I'm joking.
Sorry.
No. It's all good.
I find that fascinating. I think, you know what, if I don't like a shoe, I think it's really important to formulate exactly why rather than I think it's crap.
100% agree.
I agree, Mark.
Absolutely.
But I still don't like them.
No.
And apparently, apparently Joey Essex likes them.
Who?
Joey Essex.
No.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Someone from Tessa's neck of the woods, Danny. You wouldn't understand it.
No, I think he's from Essex, mate.
No, it's down south. And it's south of, like, Birmingham is down south.
Yeah, below Leicester for me. If you're below Leicester, I ain't got a clue. You're just like London, so.
Oh, come on. Dinner, lunch, dinner.
Moving on. So, story two this week, the Space Jam trailer, Space Jam 2 trailer dropped. It looks amazing. It looks so good. Have you seen it?
The trailer looks epic.
Yes. Annie, you're looking at me like you've not watched it yet.
I have not watched it yet. And do you know what? So, I loved the first Space Jam. I think it must have come out in 96, was it?
I think it would have been 96.
So I was at high school, and I remember learning with all the guys at school that hit 'em ha, that song. You know, with Busta Rhymes and all the rappers, and we learned every single word. And we thought we were the coolest kids in school, that we could spit the lyrics to I Hit 'Em High from Space Jam.
I'm going to need you to sing a bit more for me because it's not ringing any bells.
Nice try.
So my question is, obviously, LeBron is the main character in this Space Jam. He's got an awesome cast with him. He's already getting stick on the internet for needing Gandalf and Superman to beat the Goon Squad when Michael Jordan didn't need any of them guys.
Good God.
But my question to you guys is, could a LeBron ever be as big as the Space Jam Jordan 11?
No.
Was not even across the pond.
But I think, you know, I was actually, funny enough, I looked up, and you're going to hate me. You're going to really hate me. Kick me off now, Yanni. But yeah, I did look up. I was looking at Space Jam and Jordan 11s. I was also looking at the Mr. Squackhammer of LeBron's, and the resale value, it's still, there was a disparity. But I think equally, aesthetically, I would still go for the Jordan 11 because it's one of the few out there shoes that looks amazing, massive.
No.
Whereas I think the bronze didn't translate so well.
I agree. I'm not a Jordan 11 fan, but I appreciate them on other people. If you see someone in like a Jordan 11, I always think you must be into trainers.
Hmm.
That's my kind of theory. If you see people around Leeds, certainly. If you've got a Jordan 11 on, I always like, I might not actually give them a note of appreciation, but in my head, I give them a little more.
Would you recognise the LeBron, though?
No.
No, that's it. I wouldn't either. I don't like Big Bubble.
They just don't come on my radar, LeBrons. It's just not a shoe or a silhouette. I do like basketball, but I'm not a huge basketball fan to that kind of level where I know everybody's shoes. So.
Would you wear it, Dan?
I'm not cool enough. I couldn't pull it off. I do think LeBron's got some good shoes. I don't think they're anywhere near the level of a Jordan. But I think, given time, and when LeBron's done, I think we might appreciate him more and his shoes more than we currently do.
Mm.
No, I think the same. A bit like, well, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, and the Kobes are all like, you know, they're hitting resell and getting big values out of them now because obviously Kobe's not here and he's finished playing, and we're obviously finished playing. So I think that it'll have that same effect with LeBron's when he stops. I think it's obvious.
Third story this week, and a great week to get Tess back because obviously she dropped some knowledge bombs last week when we were talking about it. So this is like Coronation Street, this, the drama, the twists and turns. Nike are releasing a shoe with USPS. Well, they're not releasing a shoe with USPS. They're releasing a USPS, which is the United States Postal System inspired shoe. It's the same colorway as all their logo. They basically, you can tell a mile off, it's a USPS shoe. And USPS have come out and said, we don't condone this shoe. We don't want anything to do with it. We tried to speak to Nike and come to some kind of resolution, but they weren't having any of it. All in the same week that Nike have got a restraining order on Mischief and Lil Nas X to not sell a customized Nike shoe. So
it's an unauthorized, it's actually not an unauthorized collab.
Yeah, I mean, it is really. So,
what a bizarre turn of events in the same week. I mean, things like this hardly ever happen. And then, like it's like two buses turning up at once. I know that happens quite often in London, but up at Leeds, it's not the same thing. Like
we've only got one bus.
Yeah, exactly. You wait hours for a bus and two turn up at the same time. But, yeah, it's just bizarre. First of all, can we actually believe that they've managed to get the restraining order on Mischief? I just can't not believe it, as in obviously it has happened, but I just never thought they'd get it.
Well, the thing with this is as well, it was done a little bit late, and the Mischief's lawyer basically claiming that most of the shoes have been posted already, so the restraining order has no effect, because all that can do is stop them selling the products. Well, if they've already been sold and already been shipped, it's too late. So.
But look, have you seen, I'll add to it. Sorry, Dan.
Go for it.
Mischief has now also released a T-shirt which printed up the complaint made by Nike, and they're selling it in lieu of possible legal fees that Mischief and Nas is going to have to pay.
Brilliant.
Love that.
Really, really good. Let's stick two more fingers up at Nike.
So much drama.
But yeah, the USPS shoe, I just think, as soon as I heard the story, the first thing that sprang to my mind, and probably sprang to your mind as well, Dan, Heineken Dunk.
Yeah, it's the fact it's that pot kettle black situation. It's they've just stopped somebody customizing their shoe, and then they've, you know, used someone else's intellectual property on their product. It's just crazy.
Beautiful hypocrisy.
Yes. No, it's so, just, I don't know.
Last bit of news this week. Adidas 420 release. So it's not in releases because it's a bit off, but the images have just leaked. And I think it's brilliant. So it's an Adidas Campus 80s collaboration with South Park, Towley edition shoe. What are we saying?
The shoe is beautiful. I think it's amazing. I love the textures. Do you know what? I'm not a South Park fan. I never really, really got into South Park, so I don't really know all the characters. So I'm not going to proclaim that I completely get it. But on the pure, how does the shoe look? I think it looks great.
Tess, what do we reckon?
Terry Towling and lavender, big eyes, and they turn red under UV. Hell yeah. I'm not a South Park fan, but my God, that's a gorgeous shoe. I would definitely have that.
It is a brilliant shoe.
It's really cute.
I do like South Park. Towley's great. He's basically a towel. That's a stone. What's not to love about that guy? It's a brilliant release. I mean, the Towley has been done before for 420. I think about 5 years ago or so, Huff did a collab with South Park and used Towley, but to my knowledge, he's not been done on a shoe, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wasn't aware of it. But yeah, Tess, if you do get a pair, I'm looking forward to the edit. Let's just say that.
Oh my goodness, that could be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And is that the end of the news?
That is the end of the news for this week.
Oh, fantastic. Excuse me. So we are going to move on. We think me and Dan were having a little chit chat this week about what we were talking about on the podcast, and with the Easter weekend just gone, we thought, what better to talk about than holiday themed shoes? Because we have had a few Easter collaborations over the years with different people, and I did a bit of a silly post on, I think it was on Easter Sunday, and I just decided to wear my Halloween dunks on Easter Sunday and just thought, well, let's talk about holiday shoes and what's come out. And Dan's actually posed a few questions about, well, do you want to take it away, Dan, with what you...
Yeah, so even not just holiday, because like we've just spoke about with the Adidas Campus, there's like 420, there's days that aren't necessarily holidays, but events in time, we'll say. But holidays are a big one because, you know, there's always Christmas shoes, there's always Easter shoes, there's always Halloween shoes, there's even Valentine's shoes, you know. So my first question with this is it okay to wear a themed shoe year round?
That is a great question.
So, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for that. So my thoughts... If you would have rewound the clock, maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have said absolutely, absolutely not. I would have only ever worn the shoe at that particular point in time, I think. But I don't know. As I've got a bit older, and I just kind of proved it at the weekend, I put a Halloween shoe on for Easter, just for a bit of fun. Is it acceptable to do it? I don't know. I think I did get a few strange looks down at Aldi. When I had some pumpkins on my feet with the, when all the Easter rabbits were bouncing around. But I don't know. Is it acceptable?
Because the thing that made me think about it was you just see, and I'm guilty of it myself, I'll admit it. You see so many people pulling out their themed shoes on that day. And how often do you see anyone in those, you know, Easter Air Force Ones, for example, year round?
Yeah.
You just don't see them. So what do you reckon, Tess? Reckon you can wear it year round or stick to the day?
Fashion has no boundaries, of course. I get out my Christmas dunks all year round. I wear my Halloween ones all year round because they're just gorgeous shoes. I've got the Candy Cane 90s. I love them. It's, you know, Christmas can be any day as far as I'm concerned. If it makes you happy, put it on.
Well said, Because I think it does depend on the shoe a bit.
And I'll tell you one thing, it makes everyone smile.
Christmas does, but maybe not Halloween on Easter.
I mean, it's a little bit out there. It is a little bit out there, but yeah, I think I agree. It depends on the shoe, completely.
Yeah, so my Sean Clive, the holiday special from last Christmas, I saved them till Christmas to wear. Wore them at Christmas for, you know, wore them for a good week, and swore to myself I'll wear this shoe loads, and I've not worn it again this year.
Mm.
And like, you is think that it's because it's a Christmas shoe in my head?
It's not because we haven't gone out much.
Probably. I mean, I'm hoping I will make myself wear them, like, because I love that shoe. It's an amazing shoe. But I think that snowflake on the toe box just makes it so Christmassy. Could have worn them today. Snowed in Leeds.
Do you know what? I'm not with that shoe. I don't think it's the snowflake on the toe box. I think it's the collar, and it looks Christmassy with that like the velvety kind of inner sole that you can see. I think that's the element that does it for me, because it's a white shoe with like a gold with like a turquoisey kind of sole and glitter in it. You should be able to wear it any day, all year round, really. But I don't know if I'd be rocking them in summer. I don't know.
I don't know, because it'd be shiny.
Yeah.
That better light shining off the tip. I think you'd actually appreciate it more.
Yeah, let's see if they do come out. But when I first saw them, I thought this is a shoe that you can wear all year round. I thought there'd be no debating this. This is one of those holiday shoes that you can wear at any point in time. But now I've got them and I wore them on Christmas Day like yourself, and I got like some pictures with the kids and all did all the daft stuff. And then I'm like, can I rock them in like May? I'm not too sure if I can or not. But there's certainly, I think there's certainly pairs that you can all year round.
So what do you think are the pairs that you definitely can't wear all year round? Are there any pairs that you know or you have that are themed for a day or a holiday where you just think that's too much, that's too Halloween, it's too Valentine's, can't wear them?
So for me, so I was just being a bit of an idiot the other day just because I was bored and because it was Easter and I thought I'm just going to rock some silly trainers just to be completely stupid. But I actually don't think you... But it's because it was an occasion. I think if it was just like a random day, would I put those Night of Mischief dunks on? I'm not too sure I would with those. But weirdly, the other Halloween dunks, are they called the Day of the Dead, is it, or something like that? With
I the actually 2006 one.
The old one.
Say that again, sorry.
The one from 2006, I think.
Yeah, I actually think they're more wearable all year round. I can't put my finger on why. But I feel like you can wear them all year round. They're a bit more... I know they've got a skull on and little bits and bats, but I think that's not just Halloween, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think the Halloween holiday shoes tend to transfer best to year-round shoes. Maybe because we're in England and we get miserable weather and a lot of them are black, white and orange. But I do tend to find they're easier to wear. You think of like the off-white blazers. They were a Halloween shoe. You know, you've had the dunks, you've had loads of patent Air Force Ones. I remember the one from about 15 years ago, black and orange. Great shoe. Obviously the 95s and the Air Max 90s, Freddy Krueger's.
So yeah, Air Max 95s. You can wear those anytime, can't you, really?
Yeah.
Without even having the question in your mind, is it acceptable for me to wear these today? Yeah. Stick them on.
Yeah. So Tess, what are some of your favourite holiday releases, let's say? Or not necessarily holiday, like any celebration day releases?
Oh, it's always Christmas. It's always Christmas because I always find that Nike tend to go overboard. Whether it is a dunk, whether it is a 90. I mean, even the past ones I've searched for. So I always find that it'll be textural, it'll be something too sparkly, whatever. It's the over-the-top aspect of a shoe that I need. I always have to have in my life. And all bets are off because, you know, if a shoe makes me happy, I will wear it whenever I want. I quite will happily will go into Soho wearing a Christmas shoe in October, September, March. Doesn't really matter. Because nobody liked them at the time anyway when I wore them when they first came out. So
I was just, you know, about to say, interestingly, because I think some of the dunks just didn't sell out before. And
my ugly sweater everyone hated.
Yeah, yeah.
They are awful.
I love them even more now, Dad.
But I think a lot of them do sell out these days as well. Like, I'm just thinking back to Valentine's Day just gone, and there was I really like the pink 90, Air Max 90 that came out. And did it come with an Air Force One as well, I believe? I think they just went. I don't know if that's just this past year, everything's selling out online. So it's just one of those. Or is it because it was a really good shoe? And that one is quite wearable all year round, that Air Max 90.
But this is one of my pet peeves with Nike. And we spoke a lot about Nike in this like segment, but Nike stopped releasing holiday shoes after the date because that is just makes no sense to me. So those Valentine's Air Max came out after the 14th of February.
Yeah. And didn't I see bunnies today coming out, the Adidas ones, the Bad Bunny?
Oh, the Forum Law. It was the whole one, those came out. And even the Night of Mischief dunks from a couple of Halloweens back, they dropped in skate stores a couple of days before Halloween, and everywhere else got them on Halloween, on the actual day. I remember Size in Leeds Size got them on the day, and they even had them in stock, but weren't allowed to release them until the 31st. And they were a bit like, why would you want them before? Because people kind of wear that stuff up to the day, don't they? And then maybe not past the day, but you'll wear your Halloween dunks in the week leading up to Halloween. You'll go out trick-or-treating. Well, I would. Do you go out trick-or-treating? I don't know if you do or not. But then you won't wear them afterwards. So why drop them on the day or later? I just don't know. It's just.
Is it like your mum buying you an Easter egg a week after Easter?
Oh, I'm all for cheap Easter eggs this week in the supermarket. Absolutely rinse it the week after Easter.
There is no Easter eggs in the supermarket at the minute, though. Try and find an Easter egg in Leeds.
Come to town, mate. Every Tesco local or whatever they call it, Tesco Express and Sainsbury's local. Loads of them.
Out in the suburbs, mate, there's none. All the Easter eggs went. All the posh people came and just swept them all up for probably a quid on the Saturday. I went shopping the other day and there was no Easter eggs because the kids were like, can we get some more Easter eggs? Oh, I was seeing my cousins and I hadn't bought them Easter eggs. Bad Uncle Danny didn't buy my nieces and nephews any Easter eggs. And we said, oh, we'll get some from Morrison's. There'll be loads left. Not a cream egg to be found. It was that bad. It was that bad.
What a night.
I know. But yeah, I think for some of the best ones over the years, do you know which ones I really rate that I don't think get much love were the Air Max Lights that Size did, the Easter pack. They did like a purple Air Max Light. Can you remember that from a few years ago?
I don't remember that, to be honest.
Don't remember that one? Oh, my goodness.
I'd have to Google it to refresh my memory. It's an Air Max Light, though, so I should get a pass.
No, I really, really like that. Excuse me, I'm choking on my beer here. At the thought of Dan, who worked at Size, who didn't know about the Size Air Max Light.
I do know this shoe.
There we go.
And I do remember this shoe. It's not one of the best, Danny.
Do you not like it?
I don't love Air Max Lights, to be honest. I think they're all right, but.
But as something a bit more, as something a bit not obvious, I guess. If I wanted to go for it, the obvious shoe that has just smashed it for the last God knows how many years, Strange Love Dunks for me are just the best holiday or day themed shoe. I love my Strange Loves, even though I've not worn them outside yet because I'm still waiting for a good occasion to wear them. But I just think it's an amazing shoe. What about you?
Tess, I'll let you go first on this one.
Oh, you know what? Strange Loves, because I was drunk the night before, set an alarm, woke up, went on sneakers, did it, woke up a few minutes later, might as well check, and I'd won them on sneakers. And I have to say, it was like the most beautiful win ever. And I tell you what, I am wearing those shoes. No. And over lockdown, someone pushed their shopping trolley over my toe box in Lidl.
That is an epic win, by the way. Some strange.
It was a huge epic win. And I tell you what, that's what I love about shoes, that sometimes if it has a great story attached to it, it becomes something much more treasured.
Absolutely, completely agree. Dan?
I'm going to use my chance to first off clear my name for this Size comment about these lights. these came out, by the way, before I even started at Size. I think they were 2013. So first off, I'm going to clear my name.
Nice rewind on that. We'll give you that.
Thank you. And I think my favourite, looking back, I'm going to go way back on this one. I think it was 2005. Correct me if I'm wrong. And it was a patent leather Air Force One, black and orange, Halloween shoe from Nike. And I just remember back in the day, I just loved it. No longer got it. Obviously, it was patent leather. Didn't last anywhere near 15 years.
No.
But yeah, loved that shoe.
Do you know what? I honestly can't remember. I'll have to Google it because I can't remember that one, to be honest.
I hope I'm getting the year right. And I can't remember if it even had a name or it was just a Halloween Air Force One.
Like a Halloween themed one.
All black patent leather, white midsole. Orange heel, class.
Can't go wrong with it.
Apart from it being patent leather, probably couldn't pull it off today.
Yeah, patent leather's a bit of a tough one, but depends what you wear it with, I think.
2005, it was all a rage.
Yes. Ah. And Tessie's holding one up to the camera so I can nod appreciatively at the shoe. I do like that one.
So, shall we want some releases this week, Danny?
I was just about to say, shall we whiz on to some releases for this week? Dan,
yes, don't forget we shall.
What has been going on through the internet and picking out some bits and bats that we've seen this week coming up. What have we got, Dan? Because I had a quick look. I'm not going to lie. I did have a quick look, and I thought there wasn't that much coming this week. But what have we got?
Well, first off, if you've got a local size store, get on Instagram, check their raffles this week, because they're doing loads of raffles for basically stock they've missed in the last few weeks of lockdown. So some stores, well, there's all sorts. There's Dunks, Jordans, Air Max, you know, Addy Bits. There's loads, there's all sorts. So that's the first bit. Absolutely. Don't know if you've seen anything, you know, yourself that you're going for. I know I really follow mainly like my four closest size stores, the ones that I'd actually, you know, be able to get to if I want to raffle. But there's some really good stuff.
Yeah, I've seen Air Max 90 Bacons. I've seen the London Jordan ones pop up. I've seen lots and lots. I follow most of the size stores, to be honest, just because I get around a little bit and I do visit a lot of the stores. But yeah, I think there's some, if you've missed any of the recent releases, definitely get onto your local size Instagram page and just see what's dropping. 100%. Good shout.
Next up, a few Adidas releases, starting with the Ultra Boost DNA times ZX. So it's like a ZX series of Ultra Boost, Danny?
Do you know what? If these would have come out 4 years ago, because I think they're an Ultra Boost 1.0 knit, and they're coming out in like the Aqua of the ZX 8000s, and they're coming out OG colorways. I can't remember, is it 9000 and 6000? I think they are. I think if they'd have come out 4 years ago, they would have absolutely flown when Ultra Boost was like completely hot. Will they fly now? I'm not too sure. But I do you know what? I quite like them, you know. I don't mind the ZX 8000 pair, the Aqua.
I think it's really, really good colorways, and you know, the Ultra Boost is a solid shoe. Like you say, it's just maybe had its day.
Yeah. Tess, what do we think about the Ultra Boosts?
Look, I love the Aqua. I'm not an Ultra Boost fan, but I do love the Aqua colour. I think there was that one, and there was also, isn't there a peppermint one with the red accents that's coming out? Love them, but I don't want them. I appreciate them, but it feels like I keep on seeing Aqua. I saw it last year. I felt like I saw it the year before.
Yeah, they've done a lot of releases recently. They did the 4D recently as well, didn't they? The Aqua 4D. But yeah, nice set.
Another Ultra Boost this week, the Ultra Boost Lego.
I think it's the same as before. If this was 4 years ago, people would be losing their minds over it. I think it's a solid release. If you like Adidas, if you like Lego, off the back of the ZX 8000s, I would actually be tempted to get a pair. If this one wasn't a one a month thing for this year, I might have gone in for them, you know.
Talking of ZX 8000s, we've got an Adidas collab with Out There on a ZX 8000. What are we thinking of this?
Tess?
I quite like the utilitarian aspect of it. I kind of want to hook on a pouch and I want to put on my Swiss Army knife. I actually think it's quite interesting. Do I want it? No. Maybe. Maybe I go camping with it. I'll put bits and pieces like fishing wire in it. Yeah, I quite like it. It's something different.
Yeah, I think
I appreciate it.
There's some details on it. I like the little heel hoop, the little loop on the heel. But the Travis Scott like fanny pack thing on the toe, not too sure about that, to be honest. But there's better ZXs coming out in the next week, should I say. That, in fact, I've just remembered a ZX that I don't think we've added onto the list. The Overkills.
Big shoe.
Overkill, big. ZX 8,500s. Overkill website the 9th of April.
Oh, yeah.
Onto, that is my April shoe, I think, barring, well, I'm going to have to go for them. I can't not go for them. I've already been, like, messaging Overkill and Mark, saying, please, special box. That is just an amazing shoe. And like I say, on Overkill, I'm sure they're getting a, I'm sure they'll get a wide release maybe next week or something like that. But this week at Overkill, you need to get onto their website.
Big yeah, summer shoe.
Wider release definitely coming.
Definitely.
Seeing like Offspring tease it and things like that. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So up next, last release this week, the Adidas VN, Adidas Ween. Pardon my pronunciation.
Wayne? What?
I don't like
why?
The shoe. The gear.
How? What? What? I. Do you know what? I don't know either. And I hear multiple people. Everybody's been asking me for this shoe. And some say wine, some say vine, some say Vien. And I'm like, I don't even know what it is, to be honest. But
Ween.
Is it Ween?
Ween.
There we go. There we go. Again, just a solid City Series release for me. Something that, again, I might have gone for another year, but...
I feel like 2019 Danny would have bought this every time.
Yeah.
2021 Danny, different guy.
Do you know what? Do you know what changed it for me was the 2020 size City Series releases last year. And when they use the Special model, it just changed my viewpoint a little bit more because the Havana was so strong, the Cordoba was so strong, and I think they're just completely pissed over the Liverpools and the Shanghais and the Stuttgarts. And hopefully I'll have my Joburg soon as well, as I come to London next week to pick up my pair of Joburgs. And I think I just prefer that shape. So I think, I know the Vine isn't the same as the Liverpool, but I don't know. It's just not a shape I went. It's the same sort of tune as the Brussels, isn't it? And what else came out in that colourway? Something else as well. Malmo, maybe, last year. I can't remember now.
But Tess, what do you think on this one? Are you a fan?
Well, I wouldn't buy it, but I think as a colourway, I think the cobalt blue with the orange, it's a solid colourway. But it's not, again, it feels like something I've seen before. Again and again.
You have seen it before, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like I have.
Yeah, it's just, it's for a certain, it's for the casual terrace crowd, and they're going nuts for it because that's what they buy. So if you buy Adidas Suedes, then this is the shoe for you, and this is the shoe that you were getting this week. So,
yeah, I'd prefer your Havanas.
As I said, when they came out, the Havanas and the Cordoba especially, I think, transcended that just a terrace casual trainer. I think anybody can wear a Cordoba. It doesn't matter what kind of, if you're just into trainers and you wear an Adidas Cordoba, anybody can pull it off. Whereas to wear a Dublin, you probably need a pair of jeans and a Stone Island on. If you know what I mean.
Well, that's it for this week's releases.
That's it for this week's releases.
What have you got planned for this week, Danny?
Pardon?
What's on the cards for this week? Anything planned?
For this week? I mean, we're still in lockdown now. That's a really frustrating thing. It's the Easter holidays and we're still, like, everything's shut. So when it was snowing today in Leeds, on a usual year, we'd have gone trampolining or done, you know, cinema or something like that, gone out to eat. And we just can't do that, so... There's nothing on the cards until, I think it's next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, the pubs are open and I'm going for a cheeky pint with a friend. And then next Wednesday, what am I doing next Wednesday? I can't think. I might be doing something next Wednesday. I can't think what's happening next Wednesday. No, something. I can't think what's on what it is. But I'm doing something next Wednesday. How about you, Dan?
Nothing exciting, mate. Nothing exciting. Hoping for some local size wins on the old raffles, and that is about it.
What are you going in for?
I've seen one or two dunks. I've seen a little Jordan pop up somewhere. I think that raffle might be closed now, though, so might have missed
Jordans?
Out.
Which Jordans?
The uni blue with a black swoosh. real nice. Right, yeah, yeah. You're not seeing it pop up many places. That's about it. Tess, anything this week?
I'm just writing off this week and thinking about next week.
Pubs.
Pubs, paracetamol, sick buckets, you name it, it's on my list.
Believe me, I have got a sick bucket just for you as well. It is
a it's called a bucket hat.
Bucket. So yeah, I think that's it for this week's podcast. We will be back with another one next week. Oh, code word. We always get to this point and sometimes forget. We've been quite good with the code word for the past few weeks. Once again, my man, Sean Dot, who smashes it every single week. When we get some Annex merch, we will send you some Annex merch, Sean, don't worry. Or when the Sean's in Leeds, so maybe you can just pop along and we'll get you a pint or something like that as a congratulations. But this week's code word is, if you get to this point of the podcast, congratulations. The code word is Mary Poppins. Find the post on Instagram, type in Mary Poppins, and that is this week's code word. There we go. Dan, have we got anything else to say for this week?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely zilch. Zero.
I am
nine.
Done.
I am done. Is this because you were? Is this because we were back at work now and working long days? Is this what it is?
Oh, grafting, mate. I tell you, absolutely shattered.
You forgot what grafting is, hadn't you? Oh my god. Not that I can talk about grafting. Tess, anything else to add?
No, I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for having me back. I don't know who's going to regret it first, you, me, or people listening.
Yeah, it's all right. We're going to kick you out of the WhatsApp group straight away, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, thank you. See you later.
It already says Tess has left.
Yeah.